For the second time in 6 years, a political novice from the Republican Party is challenging an incumbent Democrat. In 2010, Bobby Schilling took on incumbent Phil Hare and won, and it was a year that was good for Republicans. But the timing probably does not favor Patrick Harlan this year. He's an independent insurance agent and part-time truck driver in Galesburg who's active in the Knox County Tea Party.
What really pushed me to run for this office was that it was going to be an uncontested race, and Ms. Bustos would have ran uncontested. So I felt as if I had an obligation to give the people of the 17th District another opportunity, or so to say, for somebody else to be able to serve them.
He calls Bustos an Obama apologist and says his positions are opposite to hers on a wide range of issues, including the Iran nuclear deal, funding for Planned Parenthood, and what he considers over-regulation.
Yeah, I'm going to say the WOTUS Act, Waters of the United States Act. She voted in support of the WOTUS Act, which would hurt all the farmers and real estate developers in the 17th District. That act, what it does is it allows the EPA to come in and regulate any waters, a ditch, a stream. You know, if a farmer's trying to pasture his cows, or if a farmer wants to plow his fields, you have to get a permit to be able to farm that area from the EPA before the water can actually leave that area. So it had been destruction to the 17th District if that would have passed. Thankfully, it did not pass.
Another example of what he considers over-regulation is the EPA's tougher rules on ozone that he says hurts manufacturing and jobs and the 17th District. Bustos, though, says she tries very hard to find a balance here.
There's this perception that if you are pro-business, you're anti-environment, or if you're pro-environment, you're anti-business. I've worked hard to meld that. I don't make decisions ever where I'm disregarding the environment, but at the same time, you know, I want business to succeed. I'm not one of those Democrats in Congress that believes that we shouldn't help business succeed.
And a good example she cites is recent endorsements by both the Sierra Club and the Farm Bureau. Another point of contention is Amtrak. Bustos says she's worked hard for several years to get passenger train service between the Quad Cities and Chicago. While Harlan calls that a waste of money, he'd much prefer that money go to modernizing the locks and dams on the Mississippi River so they can better support transport of grain, coal, and other goods. Another accomplishment listed by Bustos is helping Galesburg, Harlan's hometown, when lead was found in the water in many homes.
In a time when there's no such thing as earmarks anymore, we literally redesigned our entire legislative staff in Washington, D.C., and worked on this around the clock until we were able to get $4 million in a forgivable loan so that the city does not have to pay it back in order to fix this problem.
Compared to the last two elections, there seems to be very little outside interest and involvement in the 17th District this year. Harlan's campaign manager is his 17-year-old son, and he says the National Party has given him nothing.
I never pictured myself getting into politics, and then to see the top of the ticket, you know, we have Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton at the top of the ticket, is something I never would have imagined I would have ever seen. But it's definitely there's a movement going on right now, and I think people are tired of the establishment, and they're ready for a change. So I feel like it's in our favor right now, and it's doing a lot of great things for my campaign.
And Bustos says she welcomes the lack of outside involvement in the race.
I hope when people think about who they're going to be voting for as their member of Congress, I hope that they distance me as far as possible from what's been going on at the national level in this presidential race. You know, I've never seen in my lifetime a race that has devolved into, profanity and allegations, and if we don't want to use the word lie, I will say mistruths.
Illinois' 17th Congressional District covers all or part of 14 counties in northwestern Illinois and includes the Quad Cities and parts of Rockford and Peoria. I'm Herb Tricks.